NBAA backs Moran's anti-tower closing amendment. Cub Crafters Top Cub wins Knight VFR certification. And Embraer wants a swift resolution to the LAS contract challenge. This is Aero News for Friday, March 15, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The NBAA supports an amendment from Senator Jerry Moran, Republican of Kansas, which would halt the FAA's plan to close a host of air traffic control towers and other facilities, noting the integral role of the towers in the nation's aviation system and the economic boost that airports with towers play in surrounding communities. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin sent a letter to Moran in support of his amendment, noting, quote, "It is very important to keep as many as possible in operation during these difficult economic times. The Moran amendment will ensure that citizens in every corner of the U.S. continue to have access to our national aviation system," end quote. The FAA recently began developing plans for closing nearly 170 control towers and other facilities in response to budget sequestration. The FAA's deadline for industry input on its tower closure plan is today, and a final announcement of its decision regarding the closures is expected March 18th. Moran's amendment would offset the closures using savings from unobligated FAA research and capital funds provided in prior congressional appropriation bills, so that the facilities targeted for closure can remain open. Moran plans to offer his amendment for inclusion in a comprehensive funding bill called a continuing resolution, which Congress is expected to consider this month. That resolution would continue funding for all federal agencies through the end of the government's fiscal year in the absence of congressional passage of specific appropriations bills. Light aircraft designer and manufacturer Cub Crafters has announced that the FAA has issued Knight VFR approval for its CC-18-180 Top Cub. Cub Crafters Top Cub was already a capable and versatile utility aircraft with a gross weight of 2,300 pounds, a useful load of 1,100 pounds, and class-leading short-field capabilities. The addition of Knight VFR expands the Top Cub's capabilities. A number of changes were made to the cabin for Knight VFR certification, including new backlit placards, instrumentation illumination, fuel sight gauge lighting, and glare shields are provided. In addition, several interior surfaces are now finished in non-reflective black, and modern LED taxi and landing lights have replaced incandescent fixtures. All new Top Cubs will include the complete Knight VFR lighting package as standard equipment. Executives from Embraer say the U.S. Air Force should quickly resolve the challenge made by Beechcraft Corporation over the award to build 20 A-29 Super Tucanos for use in Afghanistan in Jacksonville, Florida. It's the second time the Brazilian plane maker and its U.S. partner, Nevada-based Sierra Nevada Corporation, have won this contract. Then, Hawker Beechcraft successfully won the right to rebid the contract following its first challenge, but Embraer was again chosen to build the planes. The French news service AFP reports that Embraer Vice President José Antonio Filippo said in a teleconference Wednesday that, quote, "The process was robust and consistent, exactly so as not to leave room for big doubts. We expect this to be resolved in order to begin the project as soon as possible," end quote. Beechcraft says awarding the contract to Embraer and Sierra Nevada Corporation will cost U.S. taxpayers 40% more than its competing AT-6, which Beechcraft claims is a more capable airplane. They also say that awarding the contract to Embraer will cost American jobs. However, Embraer said at the time the contract was awarded that an important aspect about its approach is the insourcing of jobs to Jacksonville, Florida. They plan to add jobs to their Jacksonville, Florida facility, and Sierra Nevada Corporation will add more personnel as well. Some 100 American companies will supply parts for construction of the Embraer Super Tucano A-29. Airlines for America, A4A, has expressed strong support for an amendment offered by Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri, to provide federal agencies the flexibility to determine which employees are essential personnel and minimize the impact to services essential to air travel as they implement budget cuts required from sequestration. Blunt's amendment would apply the same standards used during occurrences of inclement weather or other government shutdowns to the sequestration cuts to each agency. Senator John Hoeven, Republican of North Dakota and a co-sponsor of the amendment, says, quote, "The amendment will ensure essential service will continue under sequester to minimize impacts on the public. For example, this will ensure employees like air traffic controllers will remain on the job," end quote. In announcing his support for the measure, A4A President and CEO Nicholas Calio noted the FAA employed a similar model of identifying essential personnel during a two-week shutdown in 2011 following a funding impasse. During that time, no flights were delayed or canceled due to the FAA shutdown. An analysis of a rock sample collected by NASA's Curiosity rover shows ancient Mars could have supported living microbes. Scientists identified sulfur, nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and carbon, some of the key chemical ingredients for life, in the powder that Curiosity drilled out of a sedimentary rock near an ancient stream bed in Gale Crater on the Red Planet just last month. Curiosity's drill collected the sample at a site just a few hundred yards away from where the rover earlier found an ancient stream bed in September of 2012. When Aeronews continues, the drone medal is temporarily grounded. A German ME-262 jet fighter visits Tyler, Texas, and Curiosity wins the Collier.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, March 15th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel has announced the formation of a panel to discuss the fate of the Distinguished Warfare Medal, also known as the Drone Medal, an award for service members who remotely launch unmanned military strikes or cyber attacks that kill or disable enemy forces. The medal has been the subject of criticism by the American Legion, because, as originally announced by then-Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, it would rank higher than such prestigious combat decorations as the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Hagel, a Vietnam War veteran himself and recipient of two Purple Hearts, initially defended the ranking. However, in the face of repeated opposition from the American Legion, other veterans groups, and some members of Congress, he has decided to convene a review panel headed by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, to discuss the matter. In the meantime, production of the new medal has been halted. Tyler Pounds Regional Airport in Tyler, Texas, has the distinction of being the first stop on a tour debuting what the Collings Foundation calls an exact replica of the German Messerschmitt ME-262. The Collings Foundation's Messerschmitt ME-262, White 1, will be visiting several stops on the Wings of Freedom tour throughout 2013, for display and available for training and type rating flights. The airplane will be on display at the Historic Aviation Memorial Museum at Tyler Pounds Regional Airport in Texas through this weekend. This world-class replica will be flying in from its current base at the Foundation's Houston facility in Ellington Field. According to the Collings Foundation's newsletter, the official grand debut will be held at Scottsdale Airport on Friday, April 12th. This stop is particularly significant, as it is somewhat of a homecoming for this extraordinary venture. The late Judge Lou Werner, who lived in the Scottsdale area, started the ME-262 White 1 project. Judge Werner had spent several years invested in seeing this iconic jet aircraft take to the skies before donating the plane to the Collings Foundation in 2008. Judge Werner's family will be on hand to see the plane flying in his memory. The International Space Station has its first Canadian commander. Astronaut Chris Hadfield assumed command on Wednesday. During the change of command ceremony with his predecessor, Commander Kevin Ford, Hadfield spoke of his pride in representing Canada and commanding the world's space science laboratory. During his command, he will oversee station operations, including over 100 scientific experiments, and be responsible for the safety of the crew and the station. Hadfield launched to the station on December 19, 2012, and will stay aboard until May 13, 2013, when he's due to return to Earth in a Soyuz capsule. He is the second national outside of the U.S. and Russia to command the station and its crew. Finally, today, ANN congratulates the NASA JPL Mars Science Laboratory Curiosity Project Team on winning the 2012 Robert J. Collier Trophy. The announcement was made Tuesday by the National Aeronautic Association. The citation on the award will read, quote, in recognition of the extraordinary achievements of successfully landing Curiosity on Mars, advancing the nation's technological and engineering capabilities, and significantly improving humanity's understanding of ancient Martian habitable environments, end quote. The Collier Trophy is awarded annually for the greatest achievement in aeronautics or astronautics in America with respect to improving the performance, efficiency, and safety of air or space vehicles, the value of which has been thoroughly demonstrated by actual use during the preceding year. The list of Collier winners represents a timeline of air and space achievements marking major events in the history of flight. Other nominees for the award included the Gulfstream G650 and Felix Baumgartner and the Red Bull Stratus team. The Collier Trophy will be formally presented at the annual Robert J. Collier Trophy Dinner on Thursday, May 9th, 2013, in Arlington, Virginia. I'm Glenn Moyer. Remember, beware the Ides of March. You're now cleared for departure.